Hi and welcome, Legal Shield family. My name is Chris Hughes. I'm a Senior Vice President with Legal Shield, and it's my honor to spend a few minutes with you today to talk about how to make the invitation to your private conference call, your PCC. Let's do a quick review. First of all, you have a choice when you start really any business, but particularly Legal Shield business. You can start your business or you can launch your business. And most people want to launch it. They want to get it going sooner rather than later. So how do you do that? You launch your Legal Shield business with a PBR, private business reception, and a private conference call. Now, what is a private business reception and a private conference call? Again, just by way of review, well, think in terms of a grand opening. If we opened up a new real estate office, if we opened up a new dry cleaners, if we opened up a new chiropractic clinic, if we opened up any kind of business, many people are going to do a grand opening. That's very traditional, it's customary, it's ordinary, and Legal Shield is no different. This is a real business, so we want to have a grand opening. And we call our grand openings PBRs and PCCs. Private business receptions. These are held in your home or your office or some other private location where you share the Legal Shield memberships and the income opportunity. And then a PCC, private conference call, it's really the exact same thing, but it's done over the telephone. And what are we doing? What we're really doing is we're compressing time frames. Instead of you going out and having to sit down with people and share with them what it is that we do on a one-on-one basis, and by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, there's a lot right with that, and we'll get to that. But what we want to do first and foremost with you is we want to help you fast start qualify. We want to help you rank advance ASAP, and the best way to do that is to have the people come to you. Instead of going out and doing onesies and twosies, which there will be plenty of time to do that in the future, we want to have 10, 15, 20 people in front of you and your support team all at the same time, thus increasing your odds and likelihood of fast start qualifying in your first 20 days. So a PBR, you're going to invite, again, by way of review, you're going to invite as many people as you can over to your home or office or some other private location, a private conference call. You're going to invite as many people as you can to join you on a conference call line. So who do you invite to a private conference call? Well, you're going to, the three groups of people. Number one, you're going to invite people that don't live nearby. You know, anybody that's nearby, your friends, your family, your neighbors, all those people, you can invite them to your PBR. But they're people that you know that live in other states, that don't live in your city. That's number one. People that don't live nearby, we're going to invite them onto that private conference call. Number two, you're going to invite people who couldn't make it to your PBR. So you have a PBR and you invited, let's say, 20, 30, 40 people and, you know, maybe five people showed up. Well, you now can go and follow up with all those individuals and invite them to your private conference call. And then finally, number three, you're going to invite people that you're not comfortable inviting into your home. I mean, let's face it, there are people that we're really friendly with, but we've never had them over. They've never been to our house or to a party or to a get-together or a family function and vice versa into their home. And there may be other people that you know, you wouldn't mind having in your business, but you just don't want them in. You just don't want them in your home. I think we all have a friend or two like that, right? So those are the three groups of people that you're going to invite to your PCC. Now, keep in mind, as we start talking about how to invite, it's important to note that only about 20-30% of the people that you invite are going to show up. And in fact, it's probably more accurately stated to say that 20 to 30% of the people who say they're going to show up will actually show up. And so more than anything else, it's going to be your enthusiasm that's going to attract them. Enthusiasm, those last four letters of enthusiasm, IASM, I am sold myself, right? If you're not excited about it, we can't expect them to get excited about it. So a quick tip, anytime you're calling somebody to really to share any legal shield information with them, whether you're inviting them to an event like a PBR or a PCC, or whether or a luncheon or a business briefing, or maybe you're calling to invite them to review a video or a webinar or any other piece of information about Legal Shield. This is a great technique, a great way to start out the conversation. So let's say we're calling Mary. Ring, ring. Hello. Hey, Mary, it's Chris. It's Chris Hughes. How are you? Oh, hey, Chris, I'm good, good. Well, hey, listen, Mary, and this is what we're going to say. We're going to say, I'm glad I caught you. I just have a minute, right? Hey, Mary, how's it going? Oh, it's going good, 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 good. You know, a little bit of that quickly. We don't have time to get into this. This is not about getting caught up about everything. Well, hey, Mary, I'm glad I caught you. I just have a minute. I'm glad I caught you. I just have a minute. I'm glad I caught you. I just have a minute. And I'm repeating that because I want you to have time to write it down, and I want it to drop down into your mind a little bit. But I'm glad I caught you. I just have a minute. Why do we say that? Well, it establishes that you're in a hurry, which allows you an easy out if they ask questions, because you already told them you only have a minute. Okay, so, and we'll cover how this sounds if they ask questions or as they ask questions in just a moment. So I'm going to give you a couple of approaches. I know that I don't believe in a one size fits all approach. I'm going to give you the curiosity approach that you can use as you're inviting people, and I'm going to give you just a more direct approach. Okay? The curiosity approach sounds like this. Well, hey, Mary, I've got something important that I want to share with you. There's three parts to this. Got something important I want to share with you. It'll only take about 15 minutes. And you may or may not be interested. Those are the three parts. I've got something important I want to share with you. It'll only take about 15 minutes, and you may or may not be interested. So let's go over how it sounds. Hey, Mary, I'm glad I caught you. I've just got a minute. I've got something important that I want to share with you. It's only going to take about 15 minutes. We're not going to do that now. You may or may not be interested, but I'm going to be doing a private conference call about a project that I'm working on Friday at 7 p.m. It would mean the world to me if you would jump on the line. Okay? That's basically how it goes. Hey, Mary, I'm so glad I caught you. I've just got a minute. I'm got something important that I want to share with you. It's only going to take about 15 minutes. We're not doing that now. I'm going to be doing a private conference call about something, again, very important. I'm going to be doing it on Friday at such and such a time, and by the way, you may or may not be interested. It means the world to me if you jump on. Real simple. And you can, if you need to move those around a little bit, that's fine. But we're just creating a little bit of curiosity. We're letting them know it means the world to me if you, you know, jump on the line. And this is where the questions might come, because they're like, well, whoa, what the heck just happened? You know, what are you doing? It's like, well, yeah, you know, sure. What's going on? And this is when you now you can go back and remind them that you only had a minute. You say, well, hey, Mary, like I said, I just have a minute. I've got to jump off the line. I've got a lot of phone calls to make. But this is really why I'm doing this conference call, so that I can share this information with a handful of people all at the same time. So are you available? And then go right back to that question. Go right back to the invitation. So are you available on Friday at 7 o'clock? And then get them committed. Okay, if they say, yeah, sure, we'll grab a pen. Okay, write this down. Friday, 7 o'clock, here's the phone number. Okay? Just have them write that down. Now, that's just one approach. Let's go through it one more time. You know, hey, Mary, I'm glad I caught you. Just have a second. Or you could say, I'm just running out the door. It doesn't matter. Either one of those is fine. And perhaps now that I'm looking at this a little deeper, that may even make more sense. You know, hey, Mary, I'm glad I caught you. I was just running out the door. I've got something important I want to share with you. It'll only take about 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested, but I'm going to do a conference call on Friday at 7 o'clock, and it'd mean the world to me if you'd jump on for a few minutes. You know, are you available? Yeah, great. Could you grab a pen? I want you to write this down. Okay, it's Friday, 7 o'clock. Here's the phone number. They might ask a question. Well, what's going on? What's this about? Well, Mary, like I said, I'm just running out the door. But what I'd like to do is I'm going to get, it's a really important, like I said, mean the world to me if you'll jump on for a few minutes. But I intend to have a handful of people on the line all at the same time, so I can do this just once instead of 5 or 10 or 15 times. So are you good on Friday at 7 p.m.? See how you take them right back. You take them right back. The person who asks the questions controls the conversation. So take them right back to that question. So are you good on Friday night? Okay, great. Okay, that's the curiosity approach. The next approach is the more direct approach. And this is, I personally like the more direct approach because it's direct, it's straightforward, and it creates way less questions. Again, three parts. Number one, I just started a business. I'll be running out of my home. I'll be doing a quick conference call about it on Friday at 7 p.m. or whenever you're going to do it. And number three, it'd mean the world to me if you jump on the line with me. I mean, that's super straightforward, super basic. So again, we call ring, ring, hello, hey, Mary, it's Chris, how are you? Hey, Chris, I'm good, how are you doing? Good. Hey, listen, I'm glad I caught you. I was just running out the door, but I was calling to let you know that I just started a business that I'm going to be running out of my home. I'm super excited about it, and I'm going to be doing a quick conference call about it on Friday at 7 p.m., and it'd mean the world to me if you could jump on the line. Are you available on Friday at 7? See how I took you right back to that question? Are you available tomorrow, are you available Friday at 7? Now, if they have a question, well, yeah, congratulations, by the way. Wow, you started a business. What are you doing? You say, well, hey, Mary, I'm just running out the door, but that's kind of why I'm doing this call, because I want to have 5, 10, 15, 20 people. I can explain it all at once as opposed to individually. So are you good Friday at 7 o'clock? Okay, great. Can you grab a pen? Okay, here's Friday, 7 o'clock. Here's the number. That's it. Those are the two approaches, the curiosity approach and then the more direct approach. Couple of tips and then we're done. You want to follow all of this up with a text about an hour or two before the call starts and then a few minutes before the call starts. And you may even want to follow up the conversation with a text. You know, you told them to get a pen. Well, they may or may not have got a pen. So it would be very, very helpful to say, hey, just in case, here's that information again, and shoot that text out. And then an hour or two before the call, shoot that text out again. And then just a few minutes before the call starts, shoot that text out again. And that is a quick overview of how to invite to your PCC. Hope this was helpful. Can't wait to meet you all in the future. I wish you all the success in the world in your PBRs and your PCCs and the launch of your new Legal Shield business. Welcome to the family, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.